Hi everyone. Hi, welcome to Japan. Are you enjoying Osaka? Oh, yeah, sounds great. Today I'm gonna talk about new voting systems. And I just want to tell one simple key message today, which is let's trade our voting system for a better one, such as majority judgment and quadratic voting, as to change this world to a better one. And before I give my presentation, let me introduce myself quickly. My name is Masahiro Yasu. Please call me Masa. And I founded Alice in 2017, which is a social media using Ethereum blockchain. And I'm also in charge of the Radical Exchange Japan chapter, which is created by Glenn Whale, the famous books author, Radical Markets. I think most of you know about Radical Markets. And our company is also researching mechanism design with famous economist, Toyotaka Sakai from Keio University, which is one of the most famous private universities in Japan, to create Alice as decentralized as possible. So that's why I'm looking into the new voting ways to create our service more decentralized one. So today, before I introduce my the new voting ways, I want to ask some questions to you. Why did Brexit happen? Also, why was George W. Bush elected as the U.S. president in 2000 president election? Also, Al Gore was recognized as the best candidate. I think there are many reasons for that, but it was due to the current voting system, majority rule, having huge effects. For example, people can't reflect the strengths of their preference. Also, easily result in a spoiler effect. I'll explain what spoiler effect later. And it's relatively easy to manipulate as well. So, I want to introduce two better alternatives to the majority rule. First one is majority judgment, and second one is quadratic voting. So what's majority judgment? This is the image of majority judgment. So it's like this. Instead of choosing one option, voters give a score to every available option. On x-axis, you can see the options, and on y-axis, you can choose how much you like each option. And after voting, you can calculate the median of all options, and the option with the highest median wins the vote. And majority judgment guarantees the contentment of the majority of all voters. And it also prevents the spoiler effect, which is one spoiler candidate in an election draws votes from a major candidate with similar politics. In case of 2000 US president election, do you not remember Ralph Nader? He suddenly came up and he ate the votes of Al Gore. So as a result, accidentally, George W. Bush won. So you can prevent this spoiler effect by using majority judgment. And the second voting way is quadratic voting. Votes are bought with credit. So if you want to buy one vote, then you have to consume one credit. And the cost of the price of votes increases quadratically for each vote. So if you want to vote two, then you have to consume four credit, and three for nine credit. And the option with the most amount of votes wins. So Cuban voters are able to express how strong they feel about a certain option. And I've read many documentation about quadratic voting or majority judgment, but there are very few use cases, so we actually try to use them on our service. So we use majority judgment on Alice for choosing a new category. Alice is a social media, so which has a category on top page. So we use majority judgment for choosing a new category. And also we use quadratic voting for choosing a main strategy of Alice in 2020. I don't tell the detailed outcome here because it takes a lot of time, but I'll share the summary paper, which is created by Toyotaka Sakai, the economist I introduced to you. So just I share the good points of those voting weights. First, about majority judgment, which is quite simple, so you don't have to explain what is a majority judgment to voters. Also, it has high resistance to manipulation, and it also sketches a picture of users' overall preference as byproduct. And the last point is very huge merit for me, which is result is compatible to border rules, which is also a famous voting way, or majority rule. So you can compare the outcomes and decide on one with more confidence. I think this is a huge merit. And also the good point of quadratic voting is it's also simple, but you need to explain a little for voters because there are no way to consume your credit point to vote now. So, but it's relatively simple as well. And it can reflect the preference of a minority that has the largest interest in a particular poll. Glenn, the author of Radical Markets, also emphasized this in his book. And it makes voters think more because it has kind of gaming factor, so resulting in people taking the vote more serious. So in conclusion, majority judgment functions much better than other voting rules such as majority rules. So implementing is relatively easy. And as developers of a platform, the Excel info the result gives is also a nice plus. And it's one of the greatest voting systems, not only practically, but theologically, according to Professor Sakai. And quadratic voting provided an interesting outcome, more difficult to implement compared to majority judgment, but worth trying depending on the poll subject, and especially beneficial if you want to give a power to minority. So from this part, our CTO Sota will talk about the rest of the presentation.
Konnichiwa. Hi, I'm Sota Ishii, CTO of the ARIS. And today, I intended to talk about some technical topics. However, it is not so difficult to for experienced engineers to build a voting contract. Actually, there is nothing to say. Just build, that's all. So today, I'll talk about the following shortly. As Yas said, majority rule is not an ideal voting system. However, there is no silver bullet. In other words, there is no airtight alternatives. Therefore, I wanted to argue that we engineers should learn social choice theory, including voting systems. There are a lot of voting systems, and each has its own strengths and weaknesses. Majority rule, majority judgment, and quadratic voting are just one of many options. Each serves their own purpose. Fortunately, there's a huge amount of brilliant knowledge in this area. I just started to learn about this field this year, but I believe doing so can help engineers like us who are dealing with blockchain governance. To achieve good system, you have to understand what we are building anyway. It is interesting to note that there is a conference in this area called the NSFCEME Decentralization Conference, which has been around since 1970. I'm sure the implication of decentralization have changed since then. However, it seems like in the latest conference, they have also been discussing blockchain. What I am trying to say is there is a lot of information out there to be studied. So to all engineers in this room, do consider reading up on some social choice theory. And let's cooperate to build a well-structured governance system to achieve our vision to empower the individual together. Thank you.
Before we finish our presentation, I'd like to introduce the paper, as I mentioned, and this is a summary paper on majority judgment. So you can learn many things about the majority judgments, good points and also bad points. So please take a look at it. And I want to say a special thanks to Professor Toyotaka Sakai. So to conclude our session, my presentation, I'd like to share one story relevant to Japan about what happens when you use majority rule. Have you heard about our Minister of Cybersecurity? Anyone? No? He's 69 years old and with the best security policy. Why best? Because he doesn't use a computer. Also, he said he has not ever used computer before, and he also said he doesn't know what a USB is. Again, he is our Minister of Cybersecurity. So this may happen under current voting system. I think this is quite serious. And ironically, the next speaker is the IT minister of Taiwan and also known as a genius programmer. So I think she's going to talk about more detail about quadratic voting. And I really look forward to it. So please give her a warm welcome. Thank you.